Hang on, you won't believe this. Suddenly the sky opened up and I was pelted with hailstones the size of geese eggs. Goose eggs, I guess it should be. The size of goose eggs. And they struck me on the head and back, causing no small amount of pain. Back off, Drover. We've got a hailstorm in progress. Take cover. We canceled the combat mission and took cover in front of the saddle shed. There, we hunkered down and waited for the storm to pass. I turned to Drover. Boy, that was close.
Yeah, the driver beamed you with a cup of ice.
A cup of... Don't be ridiculous, Drover. Those were huge hailstones and... I searched the sky for hail clouds. There were no clouds. None. Laughter. Laughter from the truck. I crept out of the storm shelter and cast a glance. Okay, what we had here was a childish, infantile truck driver who had... Have we discussed truck drivers? I don't like them. Never have. And the very worst kinds are the ones who drive cattle trucks. They all think they're hot stuff, see, because they sit up there in the cab of a huge truck and can look down on the rest of the world. Well, he would pay for this. He had no idea what happens to truck drivers who throw cups of ice at the head of ranch security. I had a little truck in my bug. A little trick in my bag, let us say, that would make him regret his foolish behavior. I whirled around to my assistant. Okay, Drover. This guy wants trouble, so we're fixing to give him trouble in shovels.
Spades.
What?
Trouble in spades. That's what you meant.
That's what I said. Trouble in spades.
No, you said shovels in truffles. Troubling shovels. I don't know what you said.
If you don't know what I said, don't try to correct me. And don't forget who's in charge around here.
Trouble in shovels.
What?
That's what you said. You said shovels, but you meant spades.
I stuck my nose in his face. Do we have time to argue the difference between a spade and a shovel? They both dig holes.
No, I think spades are cards.
On this ranch, a spade is a shovel. And that's the end of the conversation. Do you have a problem with that?
What about post hole diggers?
They're in the same category, and I'm afraid we're out of time. The truck made contact with the loading chute, and the smarty pants driver set the air brakes. I turned to my assistant. All right, Drover, I guess you know what comes next.
Well, let's see. We'll sit here and watch?
No. We're going to put all 18 wheels of his 18-wheeler on total lockdown using our secret chemical agent.
You mean?
Exactly. He'll never leave this ranch without dealing with us. You take the west side, and I'll take the east. He gulped.
All of them? 9 whole tires?
Yes, all of them. It'll be a challenge, but I know you can do it.
Yeah, but what if we run out of fluid? You know me. I get all excited and...
Ration it, Drover. Don't go squirting in all directions. This is an exercise in self-discipline. We've trained for it, and you can do it. Are you ready?
I guess.
Great. We'll regroup at the rear of the truck in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Let's move out. Keeping our bodies low to the ground, we dashed across the open piece of ground that lay between the saddle shed and the trespassing truck. When we reached the front wheels, I called a halt and looked around just to be sure we hadn't been observed or followed. We were clear, so I gave Drover the coded signals that would propel us into the next stage of the mission. I'm sorry, but I can't reveal those signals. It's extremely sensitive information, as you might expect. Why, if our codes fell into the wrong hands, every truck driver in Texas would have them. And then there's no telling what might happen. Oh, what the heck. Maybe it wouldn't hurt, but you must promise never to reveal this information to anyone who drives a cattle truck. Promise? Okay, hang on. Here we go. Coded signal package for Operation Total Lockdown. 1. Left paw makes counterclockwise circle in the air. 2. Left eyebrow jumps up. 3. Left eye winks once. 4. Tongue darts out of mouth to the left twice. 5. Left paw returns to the ground. End of top secret transmission.
Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was. Our enemies have never broken this particular signal package. The thing that gets them is that we keep going back to the left side, see? Left paw, left eyebrow, left eye, left tongue, and left paw. They expect us to throw in some right-handed stuff, but we don't. By the time they figure out what's happening to them, we're already done with our mission and are on our way home. So there you are, a little glimpse at our codes and signals and so forth. Anyway, I gave the signal and we launched the mission. As planned, Drover took the west side and I concentrated all my firepower on the east. The first three sets of wheels were pretty easy, but then came the hard part, that long sprint from the truck wheels to the back of the trailer. By that time, a guy is getting a little tired and is feeling the effects of dehydration. And of course, you have to factor in the terrible emotional strain that comes with these secret operations. I felt all those things. And I'll even admit that in the middle of the sprint, I thought about giving up. The fatigue, the dehydration, the terrible strain were wearing me down. But what kept me going was cowdog pride. And the bitter memory of that cup of ice. The truck driver would pay dearly for that cup of ice. Oh, maybe we haven't discussed what happens to these trucks when we sprinkle the tires with secret chemical agent. Heh heh. Boy, what a weapon. It eats into the steel rims and hubs and actually dissolves the bearings. No kidding. And guess what happens when the smart aleck drivers try to drive off? The truck won't move. That's right, it won't move. It's on total lockdown. And it stays that way until the driver comes to us and begs for the neutralizing agent. If he's properly humble and courteous and respectful, sometimes we release the truck and let him go. If a driver gets mouthy, a lot of them do, we just walk away and let him live with the consequences. You know what happens then? They have to unload all the cattle and call in three big wreckers from Amarillo and haul off the rig in three or four sections. That's pretty harsh, but these guys have to learn not to mess with the head of ranch security. Well, I was the first to finish the mission. Exhausted, burning up with thirst, and panting for breath, I leaned against a corral post and waited for my partner to come in. At last, he came dragging around the rear of the truck, gasping for breath.
I ran out of ammo on the last tire.
Reload and finish the job, Drover. The entire mission depends on it.
I can't.
I told you to ration your fluid. What happened?
Well, I got so excited. I don't think I better tell you.
Tell me and be quick about it.
Promise you won't get mad?
Tell me. Out with it.
Oh, darn. Well, I got so excited, I dribbled between tires.
My eyes rolled up in my head. How could you dribble between tires? We've worked on that. We've drilled and practiced. That's the one mistake we weren't allowed to make.
I know, I messed up. I'm a failure. Can you finish it for me?
I heaved a sigh. Okay, I'll finish your job, Drover, but only because I was wise enough to hold one squirt in reserve. Remember that part of our training? Always keep a reserve squirt.
I know, I just couldn't control myself.
Drover, he who can't control himself has no self-control. You think about that while I finish the job.
I'm sorry, I tried.
I know you're sorry and I know you tried, but you've got to learn to hold back that last squirt. I heaved myself up to a standing position and took a big gulp of carbon dioxygen. I felt weak and a little woozy. My entire body begged for rest and restoration, but the job had to be finished. If we left that one tire untreated, there's no telling what might happen, but it would be bad, very bad. I pushed Drover aside and staggered around to the west side of the trailer. Sure enough, there it was, as plain as day, a big, untreated wheel. With great difficulty, I hoisted myself into the firing position and took careful aim. I relaxed for a moment, took three deep breaths, and shifted back into the firing position. Suddenly, I had a feeling that Drover was staring at me. What are you staring at?
What happened? It didn't go off.
We seem to have gotten a batch of faulty ammunition, Drover.
We got a batch of faulty ammunition, and I can't be held responsible for that.
I marched past him. Just forget it, Drover. It was too much trouble anyway.
You mean?
Yes. Hush. And so it was that our mission to disable the trespassing truck ended in failure. But out of the rubble of the shambles, we emerged with a valuable lesson on water conservation and resource management. Hence, we had snatched a huge moral victory out of the jaws of defeat. Defeat, I should say. Out of the jaws of defeat.